Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. And I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. Another Friday we're coming through. And last Friday of January. Hard to believe the month is almost gone. And we'll have 1 month under our belt for 2023. Hope you're off to a great start this year. And that our theme this year at the church is forward. God always, the direction that he gives to us, his children, is to go forward. You never get anywhere looking backwards. In fact, if you look backwards and you try to walk forward, you're going to get in trouble. That's why the windshield is so big in your car. Why? That's forward. The rearview mirror is the smallest in your car. So glance at it. Not supposed to look at it all the time. Just glance there occasionally. Remind yourself where you've been. But the point is, let's keep looking forward. Let's go forward for the Lord in 2023. We're looking forward to a Lord's Day on Sunday and excited to be with the people of God. We have 9:30 for Sunday school classes for the children, Bible classes for the adults, and we look forward to that time together. And then 10:30 is our morning service on Sunday. And then, Lord willing, Sunday night is at 5:30. And so we're looking forward to a great Lord's Day together. We do have a Spanish church, and they meet as well on Sunday morning, 9:30 and 10:30, and then 5:30 on Sunday night. And all in Spanish, our Spanish pastor, Pastor Adan Aviles and his wife Yesenia, and they'd be more than welcome, the Spanish folks, to their services in the Spanish church. Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, Philippians chapter 4, please. Philippians chapter 4. Two verses, verses 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Paul starts out the chapter by telling them to stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Stand fast. Have the same mind in the Lord. To rejoice in the Lord. All these things that he wanted for the Philippian church, these folks he loved and were very dear to him. But here's the problem. Worry. They were full of care. That's what be careful for nothing is. Be full of care about nothing. The obstacle to standing fast in the Lord was worry. The obstacle to being the same mind in the Lord was worry. The obstacle to rejoicing in the Lord was worry. The word here, full of care, literally means pulled in different directions. It's an old English word that means to strangle. Charles Mayo, the Mayo Clinic, said worry affects the circulation of the heart, the glands, the nervous system. It profoundly affects the health. Charles Wesley said, I would no more fret or worry than curse or swear. You see, my friend, it's not what you eat that will kill you. It's what's eating you that will kill you. Worry and fretting and being full of care is a sin. I'm saying it's a sin like lying's a sin. It's a sin like stealing is a sin. It's a sin like cursing is a sin. It's a sin. And the opposite of worry is simply trust in God. Have faith in God. See, worry and anxiety doesn't empty it tomorrow of its sorrow, but it empties today of its strength. It doesn't make you escape evil, but it makes you unable to cope with it when it comes. You're never going to be an effective Christian and a worrier at the same time. Spurgeon talks about a man who had 7 children in rapid succession. He said, and they were all asleep when I stopped to visit them. I expressed delight at the sight of their peaceful faces. He said, and the father said to me, these are fine times for them. They don't need to take any thought for themselves. And because they knew dad is taking care of them. Well, let me ask you this. Are we not God's children? Has he not commanded us that he will care for us? Has he not promised that to us? So he says, be careful for nothing. There's absolutely nothing for us to be anxious about. There's absolutely nothing for us to worry about. He didn't say, well, worry about the big things. No. Worry about some things. No. Worry about what's heavy on my heart. No. Remember now, Paul is writing this as he's chained to a guard in a prison with a very uncertain future, except it probably will be death. And yet he's saying there's nothing to worry about. God has it under control. Nothing. Be careful for nothing. Problem was worry, but there's a solution. And he gives a solution when he tells them in verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. So he says, pray. We're careful. We're full of care. We're anxious about nothing, but we pray about everything. Prayer must replace worry. Worry about nothing. Pray about everything. Cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. One of my favorite illustrations is a fellow who's hitchhiking, and he's got a sack of potatoes over his shoulder. And he's hitchhiking, and finally a fellow stops, says, jump in. And so he gets in, and he still has a sack of potatoes over his shoulder. And the guy says, throw your potatoes in the back seat there. And they talk for a little bit, and he looks over at him after a couple miles, and he still has a sack of potatoes over his shoulder. He said, listen, man, put your potatoes in the back seat and relax. It's okay. And they talk a little bit. He looks over. The guy still has potatoes. He said, man, what's wrong with you? Why don't you put your potatoes in the back seat? And the fellow says, no, it's enough that you're giving me a ride. I don't want you to have to carry my potatoes too. Now listen, does it make any difference at all to that vehicle or to that car, whether the potatoes are in the back seat or whether they're slung over that guy's shoulder? Absolutely not. But it makes a great difference to that guy because he's still carrying the potatoes. Listen, you cast all your care upon God. You cast it all upon him. Does it matter to God? No, he's carrying you anyway. But it makes a great deal of difference to you whether you're still carrying those potatoes. Why don't you give it all to God? I mean, is there a God or not? Can God care for you or not? Has God promised that he loves you and he'll provide for you and he'll guide for you, or hasn't he? Is he able to do it or isn't he able to do it? Can he supply or can he supply? I mean problems, finances, relationships, circumstances. Cast it all upon the Lord. He can take care of you. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. My friend, cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. So pray. Pray. But then it says not only prayer, but with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. Because I'm thankful, listen, that I can cast my care upon the Lord. I'm thankful that God's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. I'm thankful that God says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. Jeremiah 33:3. You see, God is plenteous in mercy. God is plenteous with forgiveness. God is plenteous with his love. No wonder the psalmist would say, blessed be the Lord God who daily loadeth me with benefits. Oh, my friend, give thanks. I'm thankful I can pray. I'm thankful that I can go to the Lord. Daniel, when he prayed, and after they said you can't offer any petition, but only to God, only to the king, for 30 days, Daniel went to his room as he did aforetime, and he began to pray. But the Bible says he prayed and gave thanks. Instead of worrying, instead of being anxious, instead of being full of care, he took the matter in prayer to God. Now, I'm thankful that I can pray. I'm thankful that God commands me to pray. And I'm thankful that God is in control. That's why I take it to him. God is in control. And so I can pray with thanksgiving. God never says, uh-oh. God never says, whoa, I didn't see that coming. No, God has everything in his control. So I cast all my care upon him. Don't be a prayer worrier. Be a prayer warrior. That's the difference. So the problem was worry. The solution was prayer. The result is the peace of God. Verse 7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Oh, that's the peace of God, the peace that passes all understanding. When you replace worry with prayer, you receive God's peace. And peace that is beyond human comprehension. Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee, for he trusts in thee. Oh, peace, peace. It guards the heart and the mind. Peace is free from harm in spirit, soul, and body. Free from harm. God says, I'll stand guard. I'll not allow worry to come back in. I'll not allow worry to affect your mind. I'll not allow worry to affect your heart. Now, peace is not just the absence of trouble. My friend, peace is the presence of God. The Bible talks about Jesus coming and has said his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. What did the angels announce when Christ was born? Said, on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Not peace on earth, comma, peace. Because Jesus was here. Jesus looked at the disciples one day and said, my peace give I unto you, not as the world giveth, but Jesus gives us peace because he is peace. Now, when we put our faith in him, we obtain peace with God. Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have peace with God. But here, when we turn everything to God in prayer, and we don't get anxious, and we don't get full of care, and we don't get strangled by the things of this life, then we turn it to God in prayer, thanking him that he's in control, thanking him that we can pray. God says, the peace of God comes into your heart. Now, anybody with any brain would say, would you rather have peace or worry? Well, of course, I want peace. Then pray about everything with thanksgiving. And the result will be the peace of God. I'm telling you today, my friend, worry is not the answer to your problem. Prayer is. Worry is not the answer to your difficulty. Prayer is. Worry is not the answer to your grief. Prayer is. Worry is not the answer to your trials. Prayer is. Prayer will keep, will bring to you the peace of God that passes all understanding. Oh, the songwriter was right, was he not? When he said, oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. The peace of God will guard your heart and mind, will keep your hearts and mind through Jesus Christ, because he is the peace. And he takes care of us, and he gives us the peace that passes all understanding. So don't worry. No, it's not what the world says. Don't worry, be happy. No, don't worry, pray. That's what the Christian does. We're not a prayer worrier. We're a prayer warrior. And we turn everything and everything to God in prayer. All right? Well, let's do that, shall we? Let's keep on the prayer line. Let's keep on giving everything to God in prayer as we continue on through 2023. My friend, that'll keep you moving forward. That'll keep you going straight for God. All right. Well, listen, we're looking forward to the Lord's Day services on Sunday. I hope you are as well. If you don't have a place to go, we invite you out to Bible Baptist Church again, 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30 on Sunday for our services. And we're looking forward to closing out January with just a great, great Lord's Day together. And then we'll plan to be with you again on the radio on Monday. And I plan Monday to talk to you about the power of a changed life is where we're going to turn our thoughts on Monday, okay? Thank you again for those of you who support Words to Encourage Radio. We're deeply appreciative of your support and your prayers for the broadcast. And if we can ever help you at all, drop us a line or give us a phone call and an email, and we'd be happy to pray or to rejoice with you in whatever the case may be. All right? Have a great Friday, everyone. And until Monday, this is Brother Slateball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.